Hip and knee replacement surgery is one of the areas targeted by Canada's wait time strategy. For people suffering with osteoarthritic pain from damaged joints, waits of 1 to 2 years is not reasonable. Indeed, the benchmark for the province in Ontario is a maximum of 6 months' wait. The Queensway Carleton Hospital is the site of a new clinic, the Total Joint Assessment Clinic, a fast-track triage center that provides patients the opportunity of rapid assessment of potential surgery if required. Some of our listeners to Sunday House Call have taken advantage of this clinic and report great satisfaction with the results. And I'm pleased to introduce Dr. John Gordon, orthopedic surgeon, lead surgeon at the Total Joint Assessment Clinic, and Maureen Sly-Havey, advanced practice nurse and manager of the Total Joint Assessment Clinic at the Queensway Carleton Hospital in Ottawa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello there.
I wanted to start first and ask, prior to the development of this clinic, what were some of the factors that contributed to the long wait times?
Well, Barry, prior to the development of this clinic, we were running on the status quo with all referrals coming into the individual surgeons' offices. Everybody had a different waiting time, but they were all excessively long, anywhere from 6 months to 12 months and sometimes longer for the first visit to occur, then the decision to surgery, and then the wait from that decision to surgery, which could be another 8, 10, 12, 18 months. So the wait times were just unacceptably long. We recognized this and wanted to try and improve upon it, and took information from the experience in Alberta to develop a clinic with funding from the Ministry of Health, some one-time funding, to see if we couldn't improve on the model of how people received their care, received referrals, and progression through the system. And that has really made a big impact on how our wait times have changed.
How long has the clinic been in operation, and how many patients have been assessed to date?
Well, we opened last October 1st, so October 1st of 07, and so far we've seen about 750 patients assessed in the clinic, and these are people who are considered to be candidates for surgery of the knee or hip who've been referred from their family physician. And of those assessed, about 80% went on to see the surgeon. And those that saw the surgeon, about 80 to 90% went on to have surgery.
How do people assess the clinic? And the reason I ask is that I was only made aware of this from a phone call from the Joint Assessment Clinic to let me know that this was available. And I thought this was a really good way to get my patients assessed. Is this a well-known clinic, or is there... are there still some areas in the region that are were unaware that this was available?
Well, we're getting the it out there, Barry. When we initially opened the clinic, we had a mailing to all physicians in the we felt was our catchment area. That helped. We then advertised in the local newspapers throughout the valley, and that helped tremendously. And now, by word of mouth, it's continuing to spread. We also, each of the surgeons also will, if we receive a referral for a joint assessment in our office, we will try and refer that back to the referring family physician and indicate that we have a new model, and give them the information of how they can direct it to the Total Joint Clinic.
So when a patient is referred to you, what are some of the steps that a patient will go through in the in that assessment process?
Okay, so once we receive a referral from the family physician, the patient is booked within 2 to 4 weeks to see an assessor. And the assessor is either myself, I am a nurse practitioner, or by a physiotherapist. And we spend about 45 minutes to an hour with a patient. We do a complete medical history, a history of the joint. We do a physical exam, and we look at x-rays with the patient and describe what we're looking for. And then we explain the options to the patient. And we found this really effective in making the patient part of the decision-making process And then we decide, the assessor and the patient, whether they need to go on to see a surgeon or whether we can use conservative management measures to help them with their pain.
Mm-hmm. And with regards to the wait time initiative and the benchmarks being set, how is the Joint Assessment Clinic faring?
We've gotten our wait times down to the level that the wait time system is expecting. We're down to a 6-month wait now for virtually all patients coming in.
And
we started out with wait times varying from anywhere from 8 to 10 months to close to 2 years.
And what has been the feedback to date from patients and the professional staff now that it's been in operations for about a year, in terms of how the clinic operates, the way the central intake system works? What has been the feedback, and is this contributing to improving or tweaking the model as well?
Well, I can answer from the surgeon's side. I'll let Maureen talk
okay.
about the patients. Surgeons initially were concerned because it was a change in our culture, a change in the model of care that we've been working in for virtually our entire practice histories. So we no longer are accepting these referrals through our office, and we're seeing them in a central intake. And the main concern was, how are we going to keep an adequate volume of patients in our practice to keep our skills up?
Mm-hmm.
But that hasn't been an issue at all. Once we had everybody on board, which wasn't difficult to achieve, and once the clinic's been running for a year, we're seeing now that the referrals are coming in very steadily, as we would have expected. There's a lot of people in the area who need this type of attention, and we're much more comfortable in our practices because we're now able to offer them surgery at a quicker date. We're not getting people who are calling constantly wondering when their surgery is going to be.
Right.
As far as the patients are concerned, we've had an overwhelmingly positive response from the patient. As Dr. Gordon mentioned, people are used to waiting a year or even more to get an initial appointment with a specialist. And we've cut that down to within a couple of weeks, and patients are so excited mm-hmm. when they receive the call and they know they're going to be seen within a short period of time. And we also did a patient satisfaction survey, which gave us absolutely no indications that we needed to change anything. All the patients were overwhelmingly satisfied.
And what is the long-term future for the clinic with regards to funding? Is this going to continue to operate? Because you mentioned it was only one-time funding from the government, but is this now going to continue?
We've had meetings just last week with ministry officials from the wait time group and also from the Ministry of Health itself, and we are very hopeful that they're going to continue to fund the clinic. We haven't heard yet, but we are keeping our fingers crossed, and I think all things indicate that they are probably going to fund us.
And where can our listeners get more information about the Joint Assessment Clinic and as well any physicians or other health professionals that are listening in now, how can they get this information?
Well, first the patients should go through their family physician. That's the direct route to access the clinic. And the family physicians, we hope that we've been getting the information out, but if we haven't, the family physicians can call the clinic and we can send out referral forms and advise as to how we are accepting referrals and the process to go through. So they would call the Queensway-Carlton Hospital at 721-4700 and ask for the Total Joint Assessment Center.
Dr. John Gordon is orthopedic surgeon and lead surgeon at the Total Joint Assessment Clinic, and Maureen Sly-Havey, advanced practice nurse and manager of the Total Joint Assessment Clinic at the Queensway-Carlton Hospital in Ottawa. And I'd like to thank you both for presenting the clinic, letting us know what it's about, and frankly, I think it's absolutely fantastic having, from a professional standpoint, sent patients to see you, and as Marina said, they are absolutely thrilled with the service and the treatment that they've got, and I think this is a great example of how we can help patients get rapid access and not have to suffer for years with conditions that, as you've rightly pointed out, can now be treated much more quickly.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Mary.
You.
All the best.
Thanks.
Thank you.